Hello, I'm Ree Chakraborty.
And I'm John Francis.
In a short while, we'll have Information Desk, but we begin with more news from around the city, including the restoration of Howard House on King Street and the reduction in recycling from city homes. But we begin with the story of the student with a difference.
Like so many things, it all started with a chat in the pub over a few beers. Barry Edgerton had been spending his retirement doing voluntary work for the ambulance service, playing golf and taking part in amateur opera. But that chance encounter in the pub with a University of East Anglia lecturer led to him entering academia at the age of 67, graduating at 72, and using his studies as the inspiration to publish his first book at 83. Now Mr. Edgerton of Thorpe St. Andrew has taken to blogging and social media to help promote There Was a Time, his book which charts the history of Great Britain from its formation in 1707 in an easily digestible format. He said, "I was told by the publisher my best chance as a first-time author was to use social media to get myself known. In the pre-internet days, I was a troubleshooter and teacher in the IT industry, working in emerging technologies on the big mainframe IBM computers. But things have changed a lot in the past 30 years. I had to call for help, but I'm becoming more adept at the workings of the blog and learning about social media." Mr. Edgerton, who's now 84, was accepted onto a history degree at the UEA after being invited to write an essay on why Britain joined the First World War. He said, "There were quite a few older people there, not as old as me, but within 10 to 15 years of me. I got along quite well with the younger ones. They were very respectful and always listened to what I said." After graduating, he taught history in adult education with the Workers' Education Association.
Less rubbish is being recycled from city homes, new figures have showed. The fall has been described as deeply concerning, with less than half, 38%, of household waste in Norwich now being recycled, reused or composted. That compares to 41% 5 years ago. The City Council said the drop in reported recycling rates for Norwich was due to a change in how it was calculated. The Council said in 2011 it was allowed to include street sweepings, which went off for recycling. "We're no longer allowed to include these, which at 1,200 tonnes a year equates to around 3% of the waste we collect," the spokesman said.
One of Norwich's most significant historic houses has been uncovered after nearly 2 years of extensive restoration work. The Grade 2-star listed Howard House has stood empty for more than 25 years and was placed on a heritage risk list due to its deteriorating condition. But thanks to its ongoing restoration, its roof, structure and external facades have now been carefully repaired. Howard House on King Street is believed to date to the late 16th or early 17th century and originally belonged to Henry Howard, the Duke of Norfolk. During its restoration, a 130-year-old letter and 63 different wallpapers dating back to the 18th century were all discovered. The work was needed as part of the building's original timbers had become rotten with water and had to be repaired with new oak. Meanwhile, the south wall had almost completely disintegrated and the dormers were collapsing. New handmade bricks, created using traditional methods, were used to rebuild where the brickwork was in poor condition. And meanwhile, rotten oak was replaced using oak with steel plates. The work was carried out by contractors R&J Hogg on behalf of Orbit Homes, which is developing the neighbouring £80 million St Anne's Quarter. Maggie McCann, Development Director at Orbit, said, "Working with conservationists has been very important, as we wanted to restore the house and stabilise the structure with as few changes as possible to maintain its history for generations to come."